Triple J. It's like a version month.
On Triple J.
Before Like a Virgin and after Like a Virgin is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
We sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song, like you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great, they're so well written and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them. It's like a version month.
On Triple J.
Oh my days, on this beautiful Friday and closing out Like a Virgin Month, how lucky we are. We say good morning. Inkaby, how you doing?
Hey, hello. I'm really excited. Yeah, it doesn't sound like it, but yeah.
Yeah, you're like, I mean, come on, you're such a star. You're only 13 years old. For people who don't know, like, how did this all start? What was your earliest memory of wanting to make music?
I remember around when I was seven, I remember Dad was doing this workshop and it was like, he was like writing a whole bunch of raps for all of us young fellas. I remember he wrote one for me the day before. And then when I did that, like, I remember performing in front of like, I don't know, like 20 people. But it was still like a lot for like a 7-year-old. Yeah, I was hella nervous. But I remember that's probably like the earliest memory I got of, you know, like doing a song, you know? Yeah.
7 years old, pretty early, I would say. Yeah. That seems plenty early for me. It has been, such a killer career and still so much to come as well. So many milestones already ticked off. Of course, back in 2023, this huge moment, you got the tick of approval from Chance the Rapper when he saw you perform at South by Southwest in Sydney. How did that all come together? Were you nervous for that?
I mean, yeah, I was hella nervous. Like, Chance the Rapper, I mean, getting to meet him like that early, it was like another crazy accomplishment that I made, yeah. I remember he was like a really cool, like just chill guy. Like he didn't seem like this big, like famous celebrity, you know, he just seems like a cool guy, you know, like chill guy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, just one normal of many Inkaby fans that you're lucky enough to be.
Yeah, oh my God, I totally need to ask you this. You and your dad Fluent were on America's Got Talent just like a couple of years ago and you seriously killed it. What on earth? Like I need to ask, how did this happen? Who teed this up? What was that day like?
I mean, I remember Dad just came to the room one day and he was like, Ethan, like, there's a chance that we might be going on America's Got Talent. And I was like, I remember, like, what the hell is going on? And, you know, it was just, like, all this practicing, like, leading up to it. And it was really hard with the jet lag, but we eventually got there and it was, like, it was worth it. It was worth all that time, you know.
Oh, so good. And did you get, like, a whole bunch of messages after it aired as well? Like, it's on US TV. That's to millions of people. Did your phone blow up? Like,
yeah. I remember, like, the next day I went to the shop and I got, like, three photos. That's a lot more than I usually get.
Normally just one or two down at the shop, but three after AGT.
Three.
How do you prepare for a day like that? Like we said, such a massive career already, like performing on so many big stages. It's impressive for, I mean, anyone, let alone someone so young. What's sort of like the way that you deal with the nerves? How do you feel?
Usually like for other shows, I don't get too nervous, but I remember for AGT, It was like super fast. Like everything was real fast. Like bang, first we're rehearsing, then we're going to do like some school, then we're doing like rehearsing again, and then like we're just on stage all of a sudden. So I remember it was real fast, and I was really nervous. But once like you know you just do the first thing, and like it just goes like easy from there. You know.
Yeah. Do you have any like you know specific foods or drinks that you want backstage? Do you want little lollies to get the sugar going, or what do you like back there?
I love my my snakes. I love my little lolly snakes.
Can we get a favorite color?
Probably like red or purple.
Purple, underrated. Yeah. People make fun of purple. Purple's the best flavor.
Yeah, it's definitely one of the best. Yeah, and I love Twiggy sticks too.
What a writer! Such a big experience. Do you think it changed anything about how you prepare for a show or approach music, or does it maybe just feel like everything's easy now? You're like, I performed in front of Simon Cowell. It's all pretty chill.
I don't know. Like, I still do get nervous, but it's like a less, I guess. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, well, does it help as you're getting older? Like, or did you feel a bit more fearless when you were younger now that the nerves hit you a bit more because it's a bit more serious now or something?
I feel like it's kind of gone the other way around, you know? Like, when I was younger, I was definitely like a lot more nervous because I was still like doing like my first shows. But now that I've done a lot more, you know, like it's a lot easier for me to just get up there like and just talk to the crowd now. Mm-hmm. Like before I wasn't like really talking to the crowd, but now it's just a lot easier for me to do, you know.
Oh, that's so awesome. And well, like speaking of performing, you're going to do that for us right now. We've got Inkubi with us in the Lacaversion studio. We're ready for an original from him. So Inkubi, what are you performing to start us off this morning?
I want to be performing my song Vibes.
Oh, so good. Well, here it is with his original song Vibes in the Lacaversion studio. Inkubi, whenever you're ready, take it away.
Cruising 90 seat and I just put my headphones on. Starting to rain, so I think I need that type of sign. But I don't know what it is now. Gotta be queer now, cause soon the rain gon' go away and the sun gon' be out. Wanna hit you up on text and that's the way it is. I want the vibes to be so real that we say anything. I wanna meet you at the top and then we be like them. But none of this could happen if the vibes ain't kinda settling. Together, then we elevate the game. Watch the world and this generation change. Till we can do amazing things. Look, I can't go. See all the faces in the cottage, they vibing so. And if you're vibing with the music, reach up to the moon. So baby, where you trying to be? Don't matter. Oh no, tell it where you wanna go. It could take you anywhere. It could take you places that you ain't even think yet. That you ain't even thinking yet. It could take you places that you ain't even thinking yet.
In the Lacaversion studio for his original just now. It's Inkubi, it's Vibes. Man, thank you so much. How did it feel?
I feel crazy. I don't even know.
I feel like you're full of red snakes.
Yeah. Well, this song, it's so good, by the way. Loving Vibes. It only dropped last week. It's a bit more of an R&B feel than some of your other singles. So can you tell us, like, what inspired that?
I mean, like, when I wrote the song, I was in Toronto, Canada. I remember my uncle was just playing me a whole bunch of piano loops, and then we found one, and I just loved it so much. And then he cut it up into a sample. He made this like crazy, like bass line, and then like it just made me. I remember like the next day I wrote it all, and I knew like this song was gonna be like a banger, you know. And it's definitely like one of my favorite songs I've wrote to this day. Yeah.
Man, so cool. And how cool to have it out in the world. And is this true? That's your first time performing with a full band, usually just the backing track, but the full band behind you?
Yeah. That first time performing with the full band, yeah.
Oh, how did it feel? It must feel like extra energy or something, right?
Yeah, definitely like everything. Yeah, it's just like a completely different thing that I'm used to, you know? Like usually it's the backing track, but now, yeah, with the band, it's a lot different, yeah.
Man, just stepping up the levels, ticking off the milestones as we go. That rules. Inkubi is with us for Lacaversion this morning. The original Vibes in the books, absolutely nailed it. So the cover will come soon. We can tell you this clue about the song that Inkubi is going to be covering. It is an R&B banger from before he was even born. We've been saying it all morning. It is a song from before he's even born, pre-2012. R&B banger, pre-2012. Get your guesses in. 0439 757 555. What do we think it might be? We'll be back for Inkubi's cover very soon, right after this on Triple J.
It's Lacaversion month
on Triple J.
Before Lacaversion and after Lacaversion is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think. She's fun to find me.
three, huh?
We sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song. Like, you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great. They're so well written and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them. It's like a Virgin Month.
On Triple J.
Yes, yes, yes. It is Like a Virgin Month. We are closing it out in absolute style. Inkavid's with us. The original has happened, which means the cover is only a few minutes away. Now, for the original, you just gave us Vibes. That's off your upcoming mixtape, which is going to be your first, and it drops on your exact 14th birthday. What a day, man. What's plans for that day?
I don't know. It's hopefully going to be like a big birthday, because I remember my last birthday. We never really did much. It was kind of like a chill one. But for this one, I'm hoping that we can do something. Might have to tell Dad, you know, tell Mum. I mean, release my mixtape and it's my birthday, like, surely.
Gotta make something big happen, yeah. Surely.
Yeah, so you're, like, not even 14 yet. You're still in school. You're a superstar. Can you talk us through, like, what's a day in your life like, Inkavid? Like, you're juggling homework, friends, family. Like, tell us everything.
Yes, yeah, usually, like, on school days, it's kind of chill, you know. Like, I do piano every Tuesday. So that's something I do. But school days, it's usually kind of chill. Like every now and then we'll like write like at nighttime maybe. But usually on the weekends, I do go to my uncle Russ's house and just hop in the studio and just like do whatever, you know.
Yeah, and you've worked really closely with your dad, right? Like you grew up idolizing him. He's been in the music industry for a long time, obviously. And like you've been writing and performing with him. How has he inspired you to pursue music?
I don't know. Well, he was like, without him, I wouldn't even, like, be in music, you know? Like, he really is the main, like, inspiration for me. And over and over, like, I am kind of lazy sometimes and he's been, like, telling me to, like I have to write a lot, you know? Is that, like, without him, I wouldn't, like, do that, you know? And he really just helps me out a lot, yeah.
Oh, totally. Well, now you're transitioning to more of a solo career. Tell us what that journey's been like. Is it freeing or is it a little bit scary?
It has been, like, for the first couple of weeks, but now I'm kind of getting used to it, you know, like slowly and slowly, just, yeah.
Dude, totally, yeah, practice makes perfect. Well, last time I saw you in the flesh, you and Fluent, was in Busselton for One Night Stand, where you joined 3% on stage for On The Move. Look at my life. Electric performance. The energy was just red hot that day. I feel like I saw you like from afar. It was like you were a Hollywood celeb, like the paparazzi, they had security around you. They were smuggling you onto that stage. What was that day like for you in Busselton?
I remember it was like, again, like it was just super fast day. Like I remember we were just backstage, you know, talking to 3%, all my uncles, and we were just all talking to them. And like Dad was telling me like, I need to warm up, you know, warm up my vocals. And then next minute we're like, I'm looking out, like looking behind the curtains, you know, like looking how big the crowd is. And then we're just on stage and I remember just like seeing everybody and seeing how like hyped up they were. And I remember just like all that energy just came to me. I just remember just like, I don't know, like blowing up, I guess, you know, just like letting it all out. And just, that's like a highlight, another highlight of my life, just performing there. Just, that was like a crazy show. Like it's something I'll never forget, you know.
Man, it's unreal. And from that to at the end of last year, your first multi-day festival at Strawberry Fields. How was the vibe there? Do you have any, you know, it's early days, but any sort of, any preference festivals versus gigs, or you just want to do as much as possible?
Strawberry Fields was definitely crazy. I'm pretty sure it was like my first festival where I've done like a full set, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember like going out, I was looking and there wasn't like a lot of people there. And I was kind of like worried because I wanted like a lot of people for it to be, you know, energetic, yeah? Mm-hmm. And I remember the DJ, she just brought a whole bunch of people in. And then it was my turn after. And I remember just like, just popping off, you know, like again, like letting all my energy out and just going crazy. Yeah.
Oh, totally. And do you see yourself doing more and more festivals in the future? Like doing these big shows, huge crowds? Like how big do you want these Inkavid shows to get?
Yeah, just bigger and bigger, you know? Like everything that I do, I was thinking about it before, it was like each thing I do is like a step up, you know? And then it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And then eventually we're just going to have like a whole bunch of people at my shows. And I just can't wait. Yeah.
Well, dude, yeah, the big steps forward just keep on coming. And I mean, you know, not to polish ourselves too much, but Like a Version is a big one. So let's get to it. We've got Inkeby with us. We've got the original. Means the cover's happening now. What song are you about to cover?
I'm going to be covering Where's the Love by Black Eyed Peas. Let's go.
Awesome choice. Why yes! this song? Why'd you pick this?
I definitely feel like Where's the Love is definitely like a song that is perfect for how like the world is now. Like, and I feel like it's a very powerful thing to talk about right now. So, yeah.
All right. Well, it looks like you're ready to go. So let's get into it. You are listening to Triple J Breakfast. It is Like a Version and we've got Inkeby in the studio ready to go to cover the Black Eyed Peas' Where's the Love. Inkeby, whenever you're ready.
People killing, people dying, children hurting, hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? And would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us and some guidance from above. Cause people got me questioning, where is the love? Yo, what's wrong with the world, mama? People living like ain't got no mamas. I think the whole world addicted to the drama. Only attracted to things that'll bring the trauma. And it's not the finest. And we gotta stand up and keep our silence. And the whole wide world is in this big crisis. And we gotta dig deep, find what's inside us. Thing that makes us unique is when we are united. The future you decided, that's the legacy we lead. Everyone together, that's the energy we need. Mix me with the enviness and greed. Cause we here to stand together, sing with me. People killing, people dying, children hurting, hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? And would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us and some guidance from above. Cause people got me questioning, where is the love?
Yeah, yeah. So where's the love, y'all? Yeah? Hey, so where's the love, y'all? Yeah? For a minute so they can hear it. Culture will survive, we just need to revive and live it. The knowledge of our ancestors sits inside of our spirit. And the next generation will thrive inside of the system. So kick it and listen to the mission, we on a new one. It can be a part of the greater future that you meant. If we all agree what we really want in this truth, we gon' have to all come together and start a new thing. So ask yourself, really ask yourself, where's the love, y'all? Come on,
I don't know.
Where's the truth, huh?
People killing, people dying, children hurting, hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? And would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us and some guidance from above. Cause people got me questioning, where is the love? Where is the love?
Wrapping up Like a Version Month with Ooh. The King himself, Inkeby, covering Black Eyed Peas. Where is the love? The studio is absolutely kitted out. We got yes. flags, we got these weaves. It looks beautiful. Check out the video once it is up on the Triple J socials. Inkeby, how you feeling?
Again, even more hype. Let's go. Yeah.
Well, what I really love about what you've done is you've made that song completely your own. Like, I was a huge Black Eyed Peas fan when I was younger, and that especially that song, those lyrics are seared into the back of my brain. Like, I will always remember them. And so hearing you come through, including your own lyrics, making it sound a little bit more Inkeby, was so exciting, so thrilling. And I want to know more, like, how did you make the song feel more Inkeby for you?
I just changed it up so it matches more with me, you know? So, like, I changed the second verse to talk about my culture, my people, my mob. And the first verse is just, like, talking about the world, you know? Like, I still use the first, like, opening bars from the original. I think it's just, like, a perfect thing to do, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody's very excited to see you perform this song live. You've got a mixtape coming out on April 29th. We can mark our calendars. But what does the rest of the year look like for you?
Definitely, like, yeah, I'm super hyped for my mixtape. I just want to keep traveling, you know. Another thing is I want to see snow. Like, I haven't seen snow yet, so yes. That's definitely one. Yeah.
Folks, I know there's people listening who run shows and festivals in Jindabyne. Can we get Inkaby to the snow 2026? Let's make this happen, all right?
Yes.
Oh, man. Thank you so, so much for hanging out with us this morning. That is Inkaby in the books for Like A Version, and that is the final performance of Like A Version Month. Luke and Jordan with you on Triple J Breakfast right now. We'll be back right after this.